epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up, Guy Talks on the way. Falcon Report and our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5 o'clock.
You're not going to believe what Kyle Pitts told Dukes and Bell.
No, you're not. You're really not going to. Stay tuned. That's on the way. Observations from practice today. The main thing that we learned is Jalen Walker's dealing with a minor hamstring. That's why he's not been on the field. Doesn't mean he won't be on the field come next week, but he was on the field today, as a matter of fact, Mike. We saw a little bit of him. Also, Xavier Watts, not sure why. We don't want to jump to conclusions, but he missed the 11-on-11 portion of practice, and we mentioned this. And I'm going to let you hear what Jesse Bates had to say about Xavier Watts. Remember, we drafted him, kid out of Notre Dame, high expectations at safety. I think he ultimately is going to be a starter when we roll around to the season, but we'll wait to see what this is going to look like. But I want you to hear Jesse in just a second. Other things we saw, Mike, you mentioned Michael Penix and going to Drake London today in the 11-on-11.
Yeah, man, we talked about it with Wes Trueham. Now, Wes did say 9 to 5, and I asked Wes, I go, you going to put that on a T-shirt? No, not going to do that. So anyway, I said, does that mean we can then? I mean, steal it and run with it? Because I'm using that 9 to 5 a lot on social media. But there's plenty of 9 to 5 from Michael Penix Jr. to a Drake London. There's a comfort level, great pass. I said to Carl earlier, it's a crossing route, and the timing was impeccable. And Michael Penix lets it rip, and Ray McLeod, and that's a touchdown. If that's Sunday, he's taking it to the house. We're seeing the athleticism, the speed. Haven't seen anything from DJ Shark, a drop today. We saw an interception from Penix Jr., not enough air under the ball, trying to get to Drake London, kind of a flat trajectory.
In the end zone, right?
Yeah, trying to go to the corner of the end zone. And but later on in the red zone drills, we saw Penix Jr. pop, make up for it. But the team did go nuts when Natron Brooks had the pick. Defensive squad was just going bananas.
Turnover, man, and you got to celebrate them because, again, we didn't do enough of that. We haven't done enough of that. So they're trying to get that feel in practice. James Pierce Jr. today, guys, look, I know some of you guys are going to be like, every day, y'all talking about Pierce like he's going to be Lawrence Taylor. I'm not telling you that. What I am telling you, Mike, he's noticeable.
No, he's going to be Reggie White. No, the guy looks great.
He's noticeable.
James Pierce Jr. looks great. And again, we gave you the Jerome, please, pipe down, Jerome. But we gave you the timeline about this, about when the draft was going down, everybody has these little, you know, dings on them or these knocks. We heard about Shamar Stewart. He loved football. James Pierce Jr., is there a commitment to get? Mike Green had some off-the-field stuff that was never verified. And then you find out it's a bunch of nonsense. We talked to his teammate, Bryson Easton, at the SEC Media Days, said he's an alpha dog who dominates practice. And now we're seeing him doing the same thing here.
No doubt about it. Other things, guys, and Pierce would have had 2 sacks. He did today. I mean, again, 2 straight sacks on Kirk Cousins, who was just holding on to the ball, I thought, a little bit too long. This was during a 2-minute drill kind of situation as they play a lot of situational football and try to get ready for the upcoming season. But overall, a good day, guys, when you talk about, again, the progress. And every day you're building, right? And if you're going, all right, well, how do they look compared to the first day? Well, now we got pads on, so we're seeing a little bit more physicality to the practices.
And a couple guys hit me up saying, Mike, why are you getting so on Raheem's butt? It's fine. I mean, look, every coach handles injury information like it's a military secret. But this isn't week 6. This is preseason. You know, I mean, we haven't even played anybody yet. I just don't understand why you can't say, hey, Jalen Walker's got a hamstring, and you got to use all this double talk. But okay, now we're worried about Xavier Watts.
Watts,
and his brother, Waters. Where's Xavier Watts? Because, you know, he's missing. And do you feel there's any correlation from us picking up another safety, Black, who we signed today.
Henry Black.
And is that something that makes you worry about what's going on with Watts?
Let's hear Jesse Bates, because this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Talking about Watts, first of all, we're learning about him, okay? So Jesse's been with him now, OTAs, mandatory minicamp. Now camp has started. And Jesse kind of compared Watts to himself. Here's what he said about him.
You know, X and I are very similar. You know, he's kind of reserved, kind of calm. You can't really get him out of his, you know, shell too much. But, you know, that's good. You know, as a safety, you got to be poised. You got to be calm. You got to be able to communicate when things get crazy. And I never see him, you know, panic or anything like that. You know, Coach Rudy is always on him. And it's like, come on, I want to see some out of you. And he's just X. And that's, I think I pride on myself doing that as well. Just being that calm presence for that secondary and our defense.
So Watts already has a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Bates was asked about it today. If you're wondering, X Factor.
Ah.
Why is Watts nicknamed the X Factor? Here is Jesse Bates.
I think that's kind of coming from his college days. Him just touching the ball. I mean, when you can go get the ball, you're an X Factor, and he can embrace that all he wants to, as long as he touches that ball. I call him X-Man. You know, X-Man. But yeah, I'm super impressed with how he's processing this whole thing. He had a hell of a practice the other day, and the challenge for him is just to continue to do that every single day.
So, mm-hmm. Jesse likes what he sees. Does Raheem Morris, Mike, like what he's seen?
Does he dig the X-Man?
Yeah, from Xavier Watts. The X-Factor. Here's our head coach, Raheem Morris, on him.
Watts is an adult. It's the easiest way for me to put it. He is serious. There's not a lot funny to him. He is very conscientious. He's got pro-like skill sets. He also gets some first-team reps. He's able to mix it up with the second team. He's able to be a leader that way. He comes from a great background there at Notre Dame and what they were able to do. And JD gave him came glowing recommendation from JD. You know, Coach Freeman does such a great job with all those guys out there. Yeah, I seen Ryan Clark out the other day, and Ryan Clark's son obviously played at Notre Dame, so Ryan Clark just raves about him. And then when you get a chance to be with him in person, it's almost like I don't even want to mess up his flow. You know, I just kind of go with him and hit him with a couple things, and I almost treat him not on a Jesse Bates level, but very close, very similar, probably what a Jesse Bates probably was as a rookie when you talk about a serious demeanor guy.
And that's what Ross said about him today. So
right.
We're just, again, trying to figure out how and what kind of impact these rookies are going to have. Watts could have a huge impact. We're telling you James Pierce could have a huge impact. We know Jalen Walker is going to get on the field here and be consistent because that's what he comes from. Hopefully, Mike, he's going to have a big impact. We could have some rookies that really change the face of this defense, Mike, and what it looks like and what it's looked like certainly in the past,
right.
What it can look like this season.
Well, I mean, we're just giving you what we got. As I said, I've been you know, kind of looking ahead to next week. We'll see the Lions on Friday night at Mercedes-Benz, and then the Tennessee Titans come to town for that joint scrimmage. We learned a lot about our team down in Miami a couple years ago, you know, and that was a team that didn't have all the talent. I think we got a hell of a lot more talent on this team. How the defensive tackles come together, the size advantage. You know, we saw some sacks today. Number 27, guys, James Pierce, again, confusing for many of us. So you grew up with edge rushers wear something like either in the 50s or the 90s, right? But he's wearing number 27. But you saw James Pierce, and he's all over the field. So it's what we're noticing. He's noticeable in the good way.
He is.
Not noticeable in he's not doing anything. He's getting pushed around. He looks great. So that's exciting, man. A little concerned about this. After everything we just said about Xavier Watts, a little concerned about why I haven't seen him on the field.
Well, let's hear from Jalen, or should I say coach, about Jalen, because he says he's held Jalen out, and Jalen is wearing him out about getting back and getting. He understands. He wants to be out there playing. But this is coach today on Jalen Walker at Stoops and Bell.
Jalen Walker will not be. Let's address this. So he's got like a small hamstring issue, and it's very minor, and really – the kid is chomping at the bit to go out there and practice, and I won't let him. And, you know, don't want to turn this thing into a long-term thing. Got a lot of faith in what our performance team does and how we go about our business and how we work those guys. So he will go out and do full-speed Indy, and then you'll see him on the side training and getting some running, some conditioning, things of that nature in, and then he'll come watch the rest of his teams. And he won't be happy about it. So And that's what I love about him. And I talked to him multiple times yesterday. I talked to him multiple times the day before that. And his plan is to go full speed into today, and hopefully we can ease him back into it. Very small, minor hamstring that we're having some maintenance on, and just like we talk about with everybody.
Okay, I mean, we all know what hamstrings need is rest. Otherwise, it just lingers, and we want to see Jalen Walker playing out there. So,
that's right.
All right, give it some time, and I'll be patient, but I just, you know me.
Well, here's the deal.
I don't like all the code words.
Sure.
I just want to know where the guy's at, you know?
Yeah, here's my thing, and I hope it doesn't play out like this. Are we going to see him in preseason? Because you can practice, but you may not risk him during getting snaps in the preseason, and then now we're talking about week one in a must-win game, against the Bucks to start the season. And he hasn't got necessarily the reps you wanted in the preseason. That's my concern. I don't know how they're going to deal with this. Maybe he's completely fine, and we'll get to 2 weeks from now, and everything's cool. But that's where this could go, where, Mike, he's practicing, but we're not going to take a risk with him playing in the preseason.
Right, and it's like everybody keeps asking us. You just mentioned that you guys really love the way, you know, that Pierce Jr. looks. I wish we could come on the radio today and go, man, Jalen Walker and Pierce kept meeting at the quarterback. But Jalen Walker's not part of that equation right now.
Not
so,
yet.
And look, we were so high about Jalen Walker falling to us at 15, comes out of Georgia ready to go, says all the right things, looks the part because he is that dude. But it is frustrating. I mean, just from one of our fans today asked, one of the listeners we took pictures with, and they're big Falcon fans, say, hey, where's Jalen Walker? So, again, that's a guy I can't wait to talk about. Just haven't been able to do it yet.
Not yet. 404-726-0929. You guys have a question or two, more than welcome to chime in on the text line. Find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Again, Major League Baseball trade deadline, 6 p.m. We'll talk more about it with Grant coming up next hour, but Braves not making any moves right now. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. Guess which radio host at 92.9 The Game was in his hotel room naked when housekeeping came in?
What?
I'll explain that story a little bit later today. Also on the way, America's long...
Wait. Does that story end like a movie I've seen?
No, there's no happy ending here.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
But refer to the story.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It did happen. I don't like to say woke because only like angry old people say that. So I usually say politically correct.
Okay.
So I'll just say our war with political correctness in the field of advertising, the worm has turned. First American Eagle, and now Arby's. How they're bringing sexy back to ad campaigns. Coming up live from Hooters Mall of Georgia will come up next in Guy Talk.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.